So another delightful day today. 100 degrees. Yeah. 100 degrees. Just be ready for that. Let that sink in once again.
Well, think of it this way, Scott. Whenever it's at least that hot outside, then your air conditioner actually runs. You know, it's like the bad... What's bad is when it's a cool evening to where it's like just at, you know, 71 or something.
Yeah.
And then your AC doesn't come on.
Oh, it does if you turn it down lower.
Well. They've got this thing called a thermostat. Yeah. It works out very well. Anyway.
Try the snow setting.
Yeah. Yeah, where you get the little snowflake.
Exactly.
Get that in the vehicle, you know. You crank it all the way down until it goes cold. It's just cold. No numbers, just cold. Still got 30% chance of showers. They haven't jacked it up any on Saturday. And I guess tomorrow we'll have that game day weather forecast for you so that you'll know. What's interesting is it's going to be...
What is, like, Chris Fowler going to deliver it for you?
Yeah, sure. I think that'd be great. Delivered by Home Depot, yeah. North winds on Saturday.
They'll be out of the north, but they'll be blowing some warm air.
Yeah, that'll be great, won't it? Yeah, okay. So a deputy pulled over a car in... our favorite state, Florida, for rolling through a stop sign. The female driver sped off. Later, she hit a tree. Doesn't say how much later or how hard she hit the tree, but when the deputy finally caught up with her, she admitted that she was driving topless because she wanted to...
We've already heard this story.
You know, that's the thing. It's apparently it happened more than once in Florida. She was going to surprise her boyfriend.
It's hot down there.
Well, it is. Again.
Is it the same woman from last week or whatever that
was? I don't think so.
But why would being topless force you to run into a tree?
I'm not sure.
Was she checking herself out?
No, that does not happen.
Put
that out there.
Okay. She was distracted otherwise, but nonetheless.
Maybe there was another topless driver that just drove
past. It's more like probably 200 mosquitoes with West Nile virus.
Could have been that.
Came in a giant flock and landed in the car.
She's slapping with both hands and lets go of the steering wheel. Is that the problem we had?
That seems more realistic to me.
At least one lady's opinion, right?
It's going to be a good morning.
You don't want that bite in the wrong place.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess you'd have to check the welts, wouldn't you?
All right.
Info.
Information. Perfect situation. We're gonna have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus.
We don't, however, have a picture. There's no picture.
Good.
Every once in a while, you know, we'll
have
this.
I'm glad to hear it,
Well,
Scott.
I know, but every once in a while we have this pictures when they book them in, and apparently she wasn't booked.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Hey, good morning. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And this morning with the birthdays, we will review birthdays of singers who didn't sing under their real name.
Oh, it's going to be one of those.
And it's multiples.
Kind of exciting.
Yeah,
first,
so look forward to that.
It's Fight Procrastination Day.
Well, that's a good thing. We should maybe get some gimme shirts for that.
So
let's do that tomorrow.
Yeah, Fight procrastination. Okay.
Comedian Joanne Worley is 75.
Wait, I'm not done. It's Barbie Doll Day.
What does that mean?
Well, there are some kids that would say that's every day. Scott.
Yeah, 1959. I think this is probably when the Barbie doll was introduced.
Oh, that's exciting.
It was back, you folks are too young, but I think Barbie was blonde and wore a black and white swimsuit. That was
the original Barbie picture.
That's it.
And
yep.
She had a very kind of moody face. Her little eyelids were kind of lower, and she had a pouty mouth.
She had the pouty mouth. Hey, what do you? I have the pouty mouth Barbie. Oh, well, okay. But obviously, they extended.
They weren't going to sell as good as the others.
Yeah, they extended the brand, and it's worked out pretty well for them.
Yeah,
I guess.
I saw them on sale at the Auto Grill truck stop there in Italy.
Did you?
Yeah, they had a little Barbie setup.
Really?
You could buy. Some people, folks said, "Hey, I bought a Barbie in Italy."
So again,
making money. They're doing okay.
We determined earlier this week it's kind of like an Italian Bucky's.
That's exactly,
That's it. So, all right. So Joanne Worley.
Joanne Worley.
From Laugh-In.
75.
Wow. Okay.
Country singer David Allan Coe is 73.
Never even called me by my name.
Rock singer musician Roger Waters is 69.
Oh, Pink Floyd dude.
There right? you go. Yeah. Actress Swoozy Kurtz is 68.
What the heck kind of name is Swoozy?
Well, it's a cool name. It's worth saying.
Yeah. It's better than Dweezil.
That's probably it's true. That's right.
Comedian actress Jane Curtin, she is 65.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live, yeah.
You've got Joe Smith from Sawyer Brown is 55.
Mm.
Rock musician Scott Travis?
No.
Judas Priest?
Oh, of course.
51.
Silly of me to forget that.
New Jersey governor, Chris
Whoa,
Christie.
Oh, yeah. Big
he's,
boy.
He's 50.
So is his waist.
Now.
He's a healthy boy.
If you were in politics, you might be
That's right,
eating
sure.
too.
That's right.
Well, Elizabeth Vargas from ABC News is 50.
Mm-hmm.
Country singer Mark Chestnut is 49.
Really like him. Really like his sound.
Actress Rosie Perez is 48.
Okay.
And rapper Foxy Brown is 34.
Of course.
There are others. There's
no, it's okay. Jeff Foxworthy, while we're talking Foxies, I guess, 54 years old. Now, he's been here, is that right? Or was it Bill Engvall?
Yeah, no, he's been here.
Did he do that?
He was one of the original ones.
When you say been here, do you mean like on this show?
No. John Davison was the last famous person that was on our show.
Good night.
I don't know who that is.
Really? Was Fran Tarkington booked and Kathy Lee Crosby booked, unavailable?
Exactly. Macy Gray is 45. And and you know who else has a birthday today? Michael Winslow.
Remind me who that is.
I will. Here. He's the guy who did all the sound effects in Police Academy.
That's right. Lots of talent.
Again, is the same thing that his booking agent has to do.
Wait, does this guy do like all of his own sound effects with his mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Is he the same guy? Was he in Spaceballs?
I don't know about
I don't
that.
So.
I know he's in the Police Academy.
But same concept.
Is he an African American man?
Yes, he is. Yes. Uh-huh.
I wonder.
Okay, and again, that's what his booking agent does. I represent Michael Winslow. You know.
Remind me why I know him.
He's the guy who makes all the noises in the Police Academy. Oh, yeah. Okay, now we don't want to book him. Back,